This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. We get more from AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Nine people, including one police officer, died in the Western African state of Guinea. According to the security ministry Wednesday, following days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, the ministry pointed to shootings and stabbings in the capital and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions and comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives, given the Vatican's official teaching on the issue. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature-length documentary Francesco, which premiered at the Rome Film Festival. And recapping the top story, Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence and deaths in which demonstrators were fired upon. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President made his first appearance on the campaign trail Wednesday for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who is locked in a tight race with U.S. President Donald Trump in crucial states 13 days before the November 3rd election. The former president spoke in Philadelphia, saying there is no excuse for the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went.
And U.S. President Donald Trump was campaigning in North Carolina, where he defended his administration's handling of the pandemic.
The more testing you have, the more cases. They say cases are up. Yeah, testing is up. We have more testing than India, China, and almost every other country put together. You could say it's ridiculous. At the same time, we did a good job, but it shows a lot of cases. And that's, thank you. He said, great job. We did do a great job.
And Thursday, Mr. Trump and Biden will square off in the final debate before the election. Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they'll boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are protesting President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have waited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. French prosecutors say two teenagers accused of pointing out the French teacher Samuel Paty to his killer, who beheaded him, have been charged with complicity in terrorist murder, as the nation paid homage to the slain educator. The pair are among seven people authorities have charged over the killing. Israeli media says that an Israeli delegation made a rare visit to Sudan Wednesday to discuss normalizing ties. Israeli intelligence minister Eli Cohen told Israel's Channel 13 News that he believes Israel is very close to normalizing the ties with Sudan. The U.S. Justice Department says drug maker Purdue Pharma, the company behind the powerful prescription painkiller OxyContin that experts say helped touch off an opioid epidemic, will plead guilty to federal criminal charges as part of a settlement of more than $8 billion. The settlement is the highest profile display yet of the federal government seeking to hold a major drug maker responsible for an opioid addiction and overdose crisis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.